It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White.
On the ground, draped with New York police officers who wanted to teach him a lesson about mouthing off, Eric Garner reminds us of the layered problems that frame the racial tensions between police and Black America.
That's editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, Stephen Henderson, reading from his column, Eric Garner's Life Meant Less Than Officers' Pride, in yesterday's Free Press. And he joins us now. Stephen, welcome back.
Absolutely. Nice to be here, Jen.
You know, in reading this column, I could hear and feel your frustration. From what state of mind were you writing this piece?
Well, I think I'm in the same state of mind as a lot of African Americans in America who lead very normal lives, but we're starting to now, I think, really feel the fear that emanates from these incidents in which police officers seem very quick to execute lethal justice in response to very minor transgressions.
It's worth saying that the Detroit Police Department was just a few months ago released from federal oversight that was in place in part because of the use of excessive force. And we're talking about a police department that has a higher number of Black officers than we see in many other communities. Where do you feel Detroit is in how the city and the community relate to one another?
We're in a much better place than we historically have been in Detroit. You know, the department took a long time to try to sort of turn itself around and correct those problems. But now we're in a place where I think most people would say we don't have that kind of community tension or base mistrust between citizens and the police department. I think the police department deserves a lot of credit for that. They've worked very hard to make it clear that, you know, they're here to do a job. That job will sometimes bring them into conflict with members of the community, but it's about law and order. And, and the community in Detroit deserves a lot of credit for that, too. They have worked very hard to ensure that the police department represents the people here and that they have a voice in how that department is managed and how those relations are managed between the department and the people. So, I mean, I think in some ways Detroit stands as a model, which we can't say often, for other cities in terms of how to deal with these things, in terms of the diversity of the force and the relations between them. And so I think that's one of the reasons that you're not seeing the same kind of reactions here that you have seen in some other cities.
Meanwhile, there are continued protests across the country. There's been at least one instance of a counter-protest in Missouri. And frankly, you have only to scan the comment section or your Facebook
Don't
page.
Read the comments.
Don't read the comments. But you will see that there's clearly a divide in opinion around this issue.
Yeah.
If there is a way forward, what is it?
You know, I think, I'm not a big advocate for the idea that, if we can only solve racism, we can put this behind us. Or if we'd only get to a post-racial America, we could put that behind us. Those are pipe dreams and very unrealistic. I think you have to look at policy here, and you have to deal with what's the basis for lethal force in a police department? What's the justification for it, and how often is it being used? We don't track in this country how often police officers are involved in fatal shootings or other things that result in a citizen dying. I think the way forward is to focus on those things that we can control. And, of course, to try to continue the conversations about race and our racial history. But the real movement has got to be around these policies that I think either reinforce or fail to address some of the aggressive and disproportionate behavior that we're witnessing with these police departments.
Stephen Henderson is editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press. You can find a link to his column at our website, michiganradio.org. Stephen, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Anytime, Jen.